El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey! Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, she was just here last week, and you might remember she got pretty damn worked up about the upcoming Summer Olympics in Brazil. Spoiler alert, we're talking about that even more today. Ladies and gentlemen, from the White Wine True Crime Podcast, Caitlin Cutt. Also joining me, we'll be in the Midwest together this weekend, telling jokes right to your collective faces. If you're in Chicago, Madison, or Minneapolis, you're highly encouraged to come out and watch. Even if you're not in any of those places, you should still show up. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff May. It's going to be a great show.
Jelly beans, no less.
You put all those jelly beans in your mouth at once?
Yeah, that's how you do it. You put all of them at once and you get whatever mix and they of all flavors like it buttered- turns into.
I already hate this episode.
They all taste like buttered popcorn.
It's in my ear.
Yeah.
It's in my...
Oh, yeah.
Stop. This is so horrible.
What would it sound like if you were chewing a mouthful of roaches?
It'd be crunchier.
They'd make that crunchier sound. There'd be a smell.
There'd be more gristle. Please stop. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't say gristle about cockroaches and then...
I'm not into the microphone. No.
You're not into the microphone?
Brett doesn't
I'm
like...
I'm calling you and leaving a voicemail right now.
I never check voicemails. Nobody ever does. What year
I
are you
do.
Living in?
I love it.
I'm terrified of my voicemail.
Yeah, who's checking voicemail?
How else am I going to hear what my grandparents need after I screen their call?
I just call them back. She knows now.
Yeah, if anyone calls me and doesn't leave a voicemail, I just assume the call wasn't that important.
I definitely don't answer them right up front.
Hell no.
So how do you know to call them back?
There are like three people in this world I'll
ever
answer
heard
a call
instincts?
From. I answer the phone when Jeff calls.
You do, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you say hate speech every time I pick up the phone. Not even about me.
Well, it's because I hate you.
But it's not about
and minorities.
Me. You just talk about like.
Well, there's a lot of
and women.
A lot of anti-Zionist
a
stuff.
Lot of hate speech.
You pick
well,
up the phone.
You know, yeah.
Rolling around about
smashing the Zog.
White Bostonians.
Oh,
that was gross.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
Well,
really
I'm sorry.
Gross.
What?
What was gross?
The jelly beans.
What jelly beans?
The jelly beans. Jeff, were you just chewing jelly beans?
Were we talking?
Hit it, Brett. You know, hardest part of this show for me. First few minutes because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their stupid Jeff May live when all I really want to talk about is what I've been up to since last week.
Shaboom.
That's why we call this segment This Week in Me. It's about to get intense. I-N-T-E-N-T-S. Intense.
Oh.
Is that how you spell it? Nope.
Probably.
It's
I love
festival
track.
Season. Close
camping enough. Is intense.
Ha ha ha.
From a t-shirt I saw.
Was it?
Yes.
Because it should be. Yeah, that should definitely
I like how Caitlin always looks like our chaperone whenever she's around.
Yeah.
I have that vibe.
Especially now that you're wearing a wife beater.
We don't call it that. It's called an A shirt.
Oh.
Welcome to 2016.
He looks like he's at a Kenny Chesney concert.
I look like I'm explaining Jeff to Adam. I know what it looks like, but.
Yeah.
If the Boston hat was a Dallas Cowboys hat. Or something.
Yeah, you're missing like a defunct porch, a beer, and like a sad, faded American flag.
If I had a porch, that would mean I had property, pal. I don't think that's happening.
No, it doesn't have to be your porch.
Did you say a defunct porch?
Yeah.
What's
if,
that
mean? Like
it,
a like
it
a
failed
creaky,
in its IPO.
It's not a
like
porch
a creaky,
anymore.
Like sinky, sad, abandoned-y looking, like a Detroit porch.
Oh, sure.
Mm. I mean, yeah. I'm a little this for that.
No, there are white people in Detroit.
Jeff was pointing at his white skin because he's
Eminem left.
Massively
we
racist.
We're talking about Atlanta.
Bob Seger is still there.
RoboCop, Eminem, and Bob
Kid
Seger.
Rock.
Kid Rock. It's like the worst Avengers group of all time. Except yeah. RoboCop.
All the most undesirable white people get sent to Detroit.
RoboCop is the most desirable white person.
That's true.
He shoots all the undesirable white people.
Did they ever build the RoboCop statue?
I hope so.
I think they did.
It's probably halfway built.
They were supposed to be, yeah.
Rocky gets a statue and RoboCop could totally take Rocky.
It's probably been abandoned and burned down by now.
I think Modesto has a statue of George Lucas.
That is not as good as RoboCop.
Well, okay.
RoboCop invented Star Wars, though. So
I remember when they were when Detroit was trying to raise the money to build this RoboCop statue.
That wasn't Detroit, though. It was a Kickstarter.
Well, yeah, but you know what
like
I mean.
A guy in Detroit.
Yeah, like I feel like it was. I don't know what happened.
But here's the problem, though, is that you get a lot of people that complain about stuff like this. They're like, "Can you believe what Detroit wants to do? You already don't have enough money," and it's like, "Yo, this is just a random guy on Kickstarter. Like, stop projecting."
I would not want that statue.
I don't want you to continue your sentence. I want you to stop talking.
I don't need that. No one needs that.
Yeah, yeah. I think Detroit does.
RoboCop statue.
There's
yeah.
not somebody within the just the history of Detroit Disagree. That they could possibly Disagree. Build a statue.
Well, for one thing, it's gonna fend off criminals.
Yeah,
because when they come to the town square and see RoboCop,
it's like
there,
a, it's like
gonna leave.
Putting an owl in your backyard.
It's a barn owl.
So
it's like a scarecrow.
I don't
Scarecrow
think,
for thugs.
You're right, actually.
Creeps, I believe was his.
I would guess that a not working security camera would probably do more damage.
Well, probably. Guess what? That crime. Is a working security
That's
camera.
That's every security camera in Detroit.
It's definitely, it's fine. You
security
know guys,
is
I'm
in
happy
air quotes.
For you all. That's
it's in
good.
Quotes whenever they sell
Speaking of
cameras.
Cities that are doing well.
Yeah.
Seamless.
Yeah, that was a smooth transition. My column this week is about the Olympics.
God.
We talked about it briefly Ooh. On last week's episode.
I have so much anger about the
Caitlin
Olympics.
Caitlin got really worked up, and
this is a very
that's
white
why she's
thing
back
to do.
This week, 2 weeks in a row, because I could tell she was the person for the Olympics podcast.
And I will be the casual indifference of this whole conference.
There's no.
Could you show some respect, please, Caitlin?
Sorry,
I'm just joking. Keep talking.
Oh, there's just no. Good reason to do this there, and if there isn't a city that could just be like, no, we got it. Like, no.
I mean,
if Sochi could do it, somebody else can do
every,
it.
Every yeah. Olympics, though, every city that's housed the Olympics is now pretty much a ghost town, so they don't have any of the reasons. Lake Placid's just like, remember the Olympics like 35 yeah. years ago?
But really quick, remember that? Can we talk about how great Sochi problems were? Because like
hashtag Sochi problems.
Yeah, yeah. That was the best hashtag ever.
Hashtag in second world problems.
It was hilarious. The reason why I love.
Yeah, they had really lighthearted problems.
Yeah, well, it's just what happens when you like ban gay people from your country. Like there's no great hotels and there's no dog
shelters.
That was
great.
Yeah.
There's just toilets that are just there, not connected to plumbing.
Yeah. It was pretty gross. But these Olympics.
Not
Brazil's
good.
A shithole.
Brazil was already a shit.
It's like
well, here's
city
the thing.
Of God.
In 2000,
so scary.
In 2009, when they
it's a great song.
Bid gross. For the Olympics, Brazil was in good shape.
Yeah,
their economy was on the rise. They've been
was
like,
the World Cup
they've
around
been
that
like,
time?
They've been like powering their cars with sugar cane for like 15 years
right.
now.
Brazil makes like, most of its money on soccer jersey sales, from what I understand.
And bossa nova, but yeah. Yeah.
But things have started going off the rails since then, to the point that Brazil is just sort of a shithole right now. A dangerous one.
Yeah.
And we're going to send the Olympics there.
It's like saying, hey, Uncle Marty and Aunt Mary are in the middle of a divorce. Let's have Christmas at their house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah.
And one of them has Zika.
Yeah. We should talk. Let's
oh, and
talk
their
about.
House is on fire.
I would totally go to that Christmas, though. Let's
Me too.
Be 100%
honest. I would, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about Zika
okay.
first. That's
oh,
the
okay.
first thing.
How can
on my
RoboCop
column.
Fight Zika?
The problem with the Zika virus is if you're an adult, even if you have it, you're probably not going to know. Because if there's symptoms
like
at all, they're
HPV.
Really, really mild.
Exactly. That's what's so insidious about it.
Right. And it can be spread in any number of ways, particularly men can give it to women. Via sex.
Yeah, they can.
Woo! High five. Yeah. Mosquitoes.
Oh,
can give it to women by having sex.
Yeah, mosquitoes have sex with women.
Tiny sex.
And spread it.
That's the new thistle.
Mosquitoes have tiny sex with Brazilian women, which lucky mosquitoes. Have you seen the women in Brazil? Holy shit.
They're butt bugs.
What?
That's what Brazilian women are known for.
Is that on your prepared list of things to say during this?
Yeah, you guys don't see this legal pad that I have out here. I'm just working it all in as much as possible.
Just crosses off butt bugs.
Cons against Olympics. Butts.
No, the butts are a pro. Yeah. It's just what happens.
Oh, farts.
Yeah. Yeah. But the problem with Zika is if you're pregnant and
all of the problems after that.
Yeah, yeah, because then it's really easy for the mother to pass it to her fetus. And then if you get Zika in the womb, your brain stops growing. And
your head stops growing.
Yeah, well, no, it's your brain. What happens is your brain stops developing, so the skull kind of collapses around it. So what you get is a baby with a head approximately half the size of a regular baby head.
Oh, that's like a weird glitch on a video game.
Well, and the weird thing is that...
But to real people, that
here's a good thing to say out loud. But the thing that makes babies cute is that their head is about a third of their body when they're born. So
you're just going to keep going with this sentence, aren't you?
No, I mean, I'm done with the sentence. I'm just saying that I'm
on board.
Scientifically speaking, like, we're taking the cute away from babies.
Yeah. Little headed babies aren't pretty
because of tiny sex.
Yeah. Tiny sex leads to tiny baby heads.
No, I'm sorry making jokes. I am like really mad about this.
I can tell.
I
can tell you're seething right now.
I get really pissed. Well, the thing
You're mad about a virus's existence? Is that what you're mad about?
Well, that we're going. I think that
just
we're
let
going
her loose.
Just get some off.
Talking over.
Oh, sorry.
Let's go.
Thanks, man.
You got it.
We don't know what the long-term effects of the Zika virus are. Also,
right.
We know that you are within 3 months of pregnancy on either side of conception. This can affect the fetus. But we don't know, for example, what happens when a 13-year-old girl gets infected with Zika, what that looks like in 10 years. And Olympians are all 11 years old. So it just makes me really sad to think that these kids have spent their whole lives to work to get to the Olympics. And now, in a lot of ways, we're asking them to trade their fertility, which may or may not be there as is, for their participation in a game that, frankly... I don't even think we need anymore.
Super people need to procreate.
And it's not advisable. It's not. And then the thing that's really crazy about it is that there have been a lot of studies to show that mosquito populations explode in impoverished areas. And we all know that the Olympics is famous for showing up in the middle of crap town.
Well, the three things the Zika virus needs to spread is the Aedes aegypti mosquito,
obviously,
crowded human dwellings, and poverty. And
basketball.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of basketball in impoverished neighborhood. You just need the ball.
And Brazil, those three things might as well be on Brazil's flag. They have plenty of all of those things. And
a corrupt president.
Yeah.
Who's on the outs? We could get there too.
Like right now, the CDC has a level 2 alert placed on Brazil because of the Zika virus. Which I don't know exactly what it means, but level 3 means you shouldn't go there at all. So it's not good.
We're one level away from...
Yeah, and it's not level 1, so level 2.
I'm trying to think back to our terror alerts post 9/11. Where is that? Are we at orange now?
Yeah, we're at orange for the Zika virus. And 150 different doctors signed a letter that got fired off to the World Health Organization urging them to step in and make sure these games are canceled on account of the possibility that Zika will spread.
Let's do it.
And the World Health Organization responded and said, no, it's really not going to be a problem because mosquito populations are usually on the decline in August in Brazil.
But
mosquito eggs don't die. They just go dormant when it gets cold. And as soon as the weather gets hot again, they can hatch in minutes.
Also, Brazil is experiencing a larger than normal population of mosquitoes right now. So even though it's like a sixth of what we usually see, we're still going to see more than we would normally see anyway. Did that make sense? It made sense in my head.
Let's get some DDT. All right. We'll dust off the
old. We do need DDT.
Let's go get some DDT.
DDT was the shit.
And just spray it everywhere.
It killed some fucking birds and now we can't use it anymore.
Fuck birds, man.
Goddamn right, fuck birds.
Damn right.
People are going to die.
Yeah, that's just the dolphin that got taught in the tuna net.
Okay, so then like the more evil side of me kicks in. Do you know how expensive it's going to be to keep these shrunken babies going? Seriously.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean to be terrible, but like on top of all of this other stuff, the fact that these human beings are going to be born with tiny volcano-looking heads, we're also going to have to deal with developing care for these children that... frankly, it's completely underfunded. We're not prepared for it. We're not ready for it. And we're siphoning money away from other research. Sorry. See?
And there's
really, this really bugs me.
Wow.
There's a...
bugs.
Yeah, yeah.
A doctor named Peter Hotez. He's the dean of Baylor College of Medicine's National School of Tropical Medicine. And he called Zika...
Exotic.
He called Zika the virus from hell and says the United States definitely is not prepared for it.
No.
He thinks it's already... taken hold in the south.
Well, he just meant Brazil as hell,
like in the Gulf Coast region, because it has like the Gulf Coast has all the things Zika needs.
We already saw three,
but
kids
we're just
now.
Not we're not really looking for it right now. So if it's here in any kind of huge quantity, we're not gonna know. And this guy, he predicts that we'll have maybe 4 million Zika cases in the United States.
It's going to be like polio.
Within a year or so.
It'll be like polio.
Yeah.
We'll have to have a bunch of poor kids born
with this.
We're going to
have a president with a little
weirdness. Yeah. A tiny, yep. And then we're going to have, like, we can be people
Zika
too,
FDR.
Whatever's going to happen there.
And yeah.
We can be people.
They won't make it. I mean, it's so horrible. These kids are fucked. And I don't
yeah.
know. Like, there are kids that aren't even conceived yet that are going to. Get this, and I think about that kind of stuff if I have too much.
Yeah, and the thing about the World Health Organization saying it's okay, the World Health Organization also lets companies like Coca-Cola decide how we should fight diabetes.
Right.
Because Coca-Cola gives them money.
With a nice, refreshing, tall glass of Coca-Cola Classic.
That's like letting drug cartels decide how we keep cocaine out of the country.
You know what, though?
It makes... no sense. And they do that in exchange for money. Coca-Cola gives them money.
Okay, but at the same time, if you're dumping radioactive diet crap in your body four times a day, like this woman I know, she drinks a case of Diet Coke every day. Like, literally. It's,
yeah, that's
like,
her bones
insane.
Are going to shatter.
Okay. And
me too.
And it's Diet Coke. She's a big woman.
Yeah, that doesn't work, by the way. Did anybody tell her that?
That's my point, though. Okay, perfect example. The other day, I was in a restroom. It was a tiny restroom. I walk in and this girl's walking out and she goes, "Ah, you scared me." I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I guess I came in with too much gusto. Like, you know, I was just too excited." And so then I go into the stall thinking like, okay, the conversation's over because this wall's here now. It's a tiny door wall. But then she says, "I don't know why I'm always so jumpy in bathrooms." So then I said, "Well, you're just more vulnerable in here. Like, you just are."
Were you already using the bathroom by this point?
Yeah, I was peeing. This was midstream. So, yep.
So she was insane.
It gets worse. So then,
good.
So I'm going, and we're having this conversation. I said something that I feel like just kind of ended everything, and then she says, "Oh, what do you study psychology? Are you like a therapist? And I'm like, "A therapist?" I'm on the toilet, and I'm like, "Therapist?" Like looking up, and she's like, "Yeah, why would you know something like that?" And I said, "What?"
Because I'm fucking brilliant, bro.
I said, "Well, why do you think so many horror movies?" Again, I'm in a stall. I said, "Well, why do you think so many horror movies have scary scenes in bathrooms? Like, there's just something, there's a deep, you know, insecurity. Yeah. We're very vulnerable here." And she goes, "Would you read something about it?" I said, "At some point, yes." And then there's a pause.
What the fuck?
And then there's a pause. And she's like, "Huh, well, that's really interesting, Miss Smarty Pants on the floor, because you're peeing." And then she left.
She said, "Miss Smarty Pants on the floor because you're peeing?" Because
her pants were on the floor because she was peeing.
Apostrophe.
I get it.
Oh, okay. I get
so,
it. Yeah, I hope she gets the Zika virus.
She won't.
I hope she has it.
It won't. It's never. Well, my point is that on top of all this other stuff that we have going on, it seems obvious to me that there's an issue. But by and large, people are, they don't like being told that they're unsafe. They're in an unsafe environment. They don't like being told that they don't know something. We have a culture of shame of being undereducated in this country. We all feel bad about it. So then when the World Health Organization gets up and they're like, "It's fine." Everyone's like, "Okay." Like, that's it. And then now I have to have a dumb conversation in a bathroom with a girl who hates science.
Yeah.
I'm educated and dumb. It's a very distinct direction to go in.
That so makes you feel a little snowflake, Jeff. We love you.
Very special. Yeah, people don't like, let me see someone in 300 pounds sucking back a Diet Coke. And I know it's like, that's like a trope of a joke, you know? But it is kind of the thing.
It's also
like,
America.
Yeah, if you drink the regular Coke, it actually fills you up so you're not sucking back stuff all the time.
Yeah, well, we're the only country filled with people that look like we're exploding and melting at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just, we don't pay attention to what we're supposed to be doing.
We like weebles. We just look like a bunch of little weebles running around.
Bunch of goddamn weebles.
We're in baby territory because that's where I'm at in my marriage. And my gyno was like, "Well, then you're not going anywhere humid at all for the next year if that's what you're going to do."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Thank you." She's like, "Yeah, you're not crazy. Don't do it."
And then she was like, "Wait, but are you an Olympian?" If so, you got to do that.
Wait, are you an
athlete? USA.
You'll
USA.
Fight it off. Yeah. You're fine. You can outrun Zika.
Yeah. Are you good at badminton? If so, you got to go down there.
Crazy.
But it's not just Zika. Brazil has so many problems.
They have like $11 right now.
Yeah. One of my favorite problems in Brazil as it pertains to the Olympics is the pollution. There was...
I mean, China survived.
Well, no, but hear me out. Okay. One of the things the Olympics are supposed to do is all the improvements that go into like building the facilities are supposed to improve your infrastructure. Like that's one of the benefits of the Olympics coming to town is right, all, that, all that infrastructure is supposed to benefit you for years to come. And one of the things, they call those legacy projects. And one of those legacy projects that was supposed to happen in Brazil is Guanabara Bay, which is where all of the like sailing and distance swimming competitions are going to happen. About 2 years ago, they estimated that 50% of the water that flows into Guanabara Bay is sewage. 50 goddamn percent.
That's it.
Half that bay is pollution.
It's like a microcosm for Brazil.
And at the time, they,
humanity.
They promised they would reduce that by 80% by the time the Olympics started. But instead, someone stole the money that was supposed to go toward doing that because it's Brazil.
That's so Brazil.
And now they're just like, yeah, take some vaccines before you get here.
Is Brazil Springfield?
Before you swim in our shit town.
It's yeah. like The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, that's what it is. We're going to see like pictures of Olympians like sitting like in black and white photos looking sad with like six-pack rings around their neck.
Yeah, and there's already...
Would you do this to an Olympian?
Like, there have already been teams that have gone down there to practice that are like, hey, we all have stomach cancer now. Thank yeah. you. We're shitting our
shitty river
insides
that's
out.
For Patton.
Yeah, they're all going to get staph infections.
Yeah, there's actually
going to get MRSA the and
reason
Zika.
The reason the IOC and Brazil both are saying the water is clean is because they're not checking for viral pathogens.
What?
Yeah, because why would you? It's just shit water. And one of the tests by people who actually want to know how nasty the water is turned up that there's a super bug in the water that's resistant to antibiotics. Can everyone hear that dog going crazy out in the office right now?
All of bugs. All of the episodes of my podcast have a dog barking in it, so it's okay with me. I don't notice.
Is there an office shooter right now? Because that dog is losing his shit.
No, there's another dog. They're not getting along. It sounds like Michael Vick.
Maybe an earthquake is going to happen.
Oh, I hope so.
I do not want to be in Santa Monica during an earthquake, so I really hope.
I was in... I just experienced my first earthquake in my new apartment, which is on the 8th floor, so the building was swaying.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was.
I'm into it.
You want it to sway, though.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't want vibration. Yeah, yeah. You want a nice rolling pattern. But anyway, back to the flesh-eating yeah, bacteria that yeah, they found anyway, in this bay.
Yeah, so the shit water, they're saying, well, we're just not going to clean that up. It would take us about 20 years. So no one knows exactly where the money that was meant for that actually went.
This is where you should shoot people.
And now the Olympics are going to happen. Like these sailing events, it's not like you're safely in the boat. It's the kind of boat where you're like hanging out and you're like an inch above
spray
the water. And there's just going to be, sewage.
Just like a diaper.
Yeah, there was that. I think it was the New York.
Like a magazine flies up and hits him.
I think it was the New York Times. They had an illustration of someone swimming, and there were just like Band-Aids and condoms circling around the person.
Yeah. Oh. It's like sharks.
Yeah. So even if the Zika virus doesn't spread, people who participate in these events are going to get sick. There's no way around it. You're going to get very sick swimming in the Guanabara Bay shit water.
I really want to say Guanantanamo Bay, though. I just want to put that
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It sounds a lot like Guantanamo Bay.
Which would you rather be in?
Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
Guantanamo Bay. Great healthcare. Seriously, much rather be on Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, is that this is how people have always been treated. We just know about it because of the internet. I don't mean to, like, backpedal here, but everybody's always talking about, like, since the beginning of time, it's been the end of the world. Like, people are like, this is it. This is the worst we've ever been treated. Things are worse than ever here, you know? But at least we know about it.
But it's also not just the water in the bay. They're now saying that the drinking water might also be similarly infected. And
bring a bottle.
I hope we see some real good diarrhea during this Olympics.
They have to drink
delicious
Coca-Cola classic.
Yeah, there are articles that tell you what vaccinations you should take if you're going to the Olympics. And they have a whole section for dealing with the water.
What if you don't believe in vaccinations?
Exactly.
Good. Then go to Brazil.
Yeah. Get there right now, please.
Ooh.
My girlfriend lived in Brazil for 2 years. And she's like, no, it shouldn't happen here. It's a shithole. Everybody is garbage there. The whole thing is just garbage, garbage, garbage. Like the whole thing is like a Hoover town. It's like a Hooverville. Yeah. It's just it's just awful and weird and corrupt. There's a veneer that Brazil has had for the past 25 years or so where everyone's like, oh, soccer and parties, right? And then you look a little bit closer and you're like, oh, no. This is a shithole. This is the worst place.
But aren't most of the places pretty awful?
Yeah, problem is
Kansas City. That the Olympics aren't there?
Yeah.
Everything's up to date in Kansas City.
Yeah, the problem is Brazil, between the time when they got the Olympics and now, like, they've just declined so much.
So are you saying that you think that maybe all of these, like, all of these different entities pumping the brakes are doing it because if they really were to, like, kind of throw up their hands, it would be, like, the ultimate, okay, we really are in bad shape? Because I
think Brazil knows they're in bad shape.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being like, yeah, we're not too great, and being like, never mind on the Olympics. Like, canceling a cocktail party is emotional for me.
I don't know what it would take for them to cancel the Olympics.
I mean, you have to cancel Brazil.
Yeah.
Which I feel like we're not too far from.
I just wonder if they're looking at their general population, realizing how fragile everything is, and weighing the pros and cons between A, saying, you know, we're not solvent enough to host this thing, and B, if we publicly say, no, I know. So that's what I'm saying, is I think that's probably what the conversation was. We're either going to globally admit that we're fucked. Because during the last one, Putin was like, what?
Yeah, but Brazil.
It was great. Yeah, that was really. Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, what's the problem? And we're like,
human rights, what?
There
fuck
are
off.
Dogs in the hotel. Yeah, no, we
Yeah, they live here.
Dog friendly.
Everyone loves dogs.
Yeah,
not roaming. That's a difference.
Yes, no, Brazil knows. Olympics as well.
Brazil knows they're fucked, though.
Yeah, but.
That's why there's so many people in the streets protesting. Yeah. I mean, they just impeached their president. Half the people think that was more of a coup than a good thing, so that people are still protesting. We'll talk about the security in a second.
We also like they have to give it away because, like, hey, we kicked all these people out of their homes. We might as well at least have this thing, right?
Well, I read today what they're going to do, because security is a big issue in Brazil because it's a violent shithole. And they were supposed to put a pacification force in place in this slum called Mare.
And they just accidentally sent a bunch of big babies.
Right next to the airport. All the tourists are going to have to go through this slum, which is actually 15 different slums all packed into one spot.
Super slum.
Yeah, yeah.
Jinx, give me $1,000.
If I had it, I would.
And they were supposed to add extra police in that area during the Olympics, but now that's not going to happen either. They don't have the money for that. So what they're going to do is take all the police that have been in there crushing people. Once the Olympics happen, they're just going to pull them out and let that place devolve into chaos and then just protect the roads that lead people to the Olympics.
Put a RoboCop statue
right
in the middle of that super slum.
Solves your problems
crime. Yeah.
I guess at this point, we just have to pray that this is where the zombie thing starts.
With LeBron James and the rest of the people in the Olympics? I don't want super athlete zombies.
Well, they can't run from Brazil. Like, let them do it there. I'm just saying.
In the middle of an entire continent?
Yeah, they can't. That's
the most populated.
I'm just saying that, like, it would be rad if the zombie apocalypse begins because of all of this. Be very epic.
That happens if you have ever played the smartphone game Plague Incorporated.
Oh.
At one point, there's a pop-up that says the London Olympics have infected London. Yeah.
Oh. You know what I think the other issue is I think I got real spoiled by the 1996 Summer Olympics that we had here.
Oh, yeah, where the terrorist bombing went off.
Also, we had Carrie Strug with her ankle. And then it was either Muhammad the Winter Ali Olympics before that or after that. That's when we had the Nancy Kerrigan thing. Yeah. Like the American Olympics, we did a good job.
It was 94,
Yeah.
They're never going to be that interesting. This is just going to be sad.
By the way,
This is interesting. It's definitely interesting.
Well, it's just depressing.
It's going to be interesting to see
all of the diarrhea.
Everything that happens. Yeah.
We're going to see an athlete poop their pants.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's what I'm hoping for. That's all I'm
now
just
that
saying.
I hope is LeBron
the marathon.
James.
It'll happen. It already happens at the marathon anyway. You're better than that.
No, I'm not.
You're better than
I
that.
I am not, but thank you.
Side note, Nancy Kerrigan deserved everything that she got. Agreed. She was a horrible, horrible person.
Agreed.
Wow.
She's an absolute monster.
That. Just for her hair alone.
She's like, ask anybody who is in the world of ice skating. They're like, oh, she's the worst person on the planet.
Awesome.
Since we were talking about security, some of the fun things that have already happened.
Oh, no.
There was a fucking Paralympian from Australia was mugged at gunpoint in broad daylight right outside our hotel.
Oh.
A Paralympian. They're mugging the people in two Olympians? Wheelchair. Yeah, exactly. So that happened. Australia at that point was like, hey, you need to clean up your garbage city for monsters before we come back. And
this is going to create massive racism against the Brazilian people, by the way. To go to a place that's impoverished that much, you're going to really reignite a lot of...
I don't think Americans know enough about Brazil.
I'm not talking about America.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think most racism Americans will be a problem.
Like, the Australians going to be Spanish. Like, you know who we don't like is them Brazilians.
Well,
anybody.
Yeah, but Australians are just racist.
They hate everybody. Yeah, yeah, fuck they don't.
Them. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad their Paralympian got mugged. Fuck her.
That's not a knife.
Australia is just British Texas.
Yeah, it's
Texas.
A wheelchair.
This is a knife.
Nope.
And this is a wheelchair. I'm stuck in it.
That's not a fake leg. No, this is a fake leg.
Bad.
Also, one of the five hospitals that have been designated to treat Olympic athletes.
I thought you were saying all mugged. Of Brazil had five.
Oh, no, it did. You're exactly right. A team of 20 dudes with assault rifles and hand grenades stormed one of these hospitals to free an alleged drug kingpin.
Fucking Second Amendment, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, like in
now,
all
Brazil's
of this shit,
crazy with it.
Nothing about the Olympics is going to make things like this happen less.
What if there's like a team of super spy action people that are?
Oh, Olympians? That's not going to happen because they're also not doing anything about terrorism because it's not usually a problem in Brazil. So
I feel like Michael Bay is just biding his
he's
time.
He's just got a huge yeah. boner.
Yeah, he's so excited about this.
Yeah,
like,
he's definitely going to buy the film rights.
He's going to watch it and be like, Olympics. You know, this is a bit much.
Yeah. We're going to have like a weird Magnificent Seven thing happen. Yeah. Like Sean Penn's going to show up with a shotgun and like Jesse Ventura is going to roll up in like a giant Jeep.
Yeah, I told you this would
yeah,
happen.
It's going to be incredible.
Area 51 in Brazil.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Because he's crazy.
I really feel guilt about this, even though there's nothing I can do about it.
I want to watch it now because of the shit show.
Yeah, I mean...
I think the numbers might be up because there's a good chance you're going to see someone explode.
I'm just ready for the diarrhea. I just keep bringing
you
it up.
You really seem to be focused.
Yeah, because, you're really focused on that.
Because if it happens, there's going to be so... Like, no one's ever pooped their pants.
But it's going to be on tape delay. Ever. Like, they're not... You don't ever. See the Olympics live, so they're going to censor it.
No, someone's going to have their phone out. Yeah. We're going to see some poopy pants.
There's also infrastructure.
I love poop,
you are
though.
So proud.
I love
of,
poop.
Of your lowest common denominator.
Poop's
love.
Great. Poop is always funny.
What about infrastructure? They have to build a lot of shit.
They're not going
to time for the Olympics.
No,
let me guess.
They build
I'm
a
sure
new
that's
country.
Gonna go well.
They need to build a velodrome, which is the
oh,
sci-fi.
That's not happening.
The sci-fi sounding word for where competitive bicyclists compete.
What that if sounds it falls like a apart? Waste of money.
Oh, it's not going to fall apart because they're not going to build it in time. There was supposed to be a test race in March, but they hadn't even installed the track by
so
then.
So those athletes are just not going to compete?
No, they're just going to, I think they're going to try and rush to finish
it. They're going
to
cycle the hell out of Rio. That's what they're going to do.
I mean, they're
going to,
they're going to rush to finish it, but is that what we want? There's already,
no!
I mean, to be
there
fair,
was already a bike path that they built that part of its function was to lead to this velodrome. That already collapsed. Two people died. I mean,
what?
Yeah.
But are we forgetting that built, also this stuff like this happens at most Olympic cities?
Yeah,
like,
but not,
that happened in Greece.
Yeah, but not to this extent. And this like the governor.
Yeah, it true. Sounds like they have nothing right.
Yeah, it's like, not just that they have nothing right. They don't have the money to fix it. Like yeah. The governor of Rio de Janeiro just a few days ago declared a state of emergency over all the obligations they have to fulfill before the Olympics start. They don't have the money to do it. They haven't built this velodrome, which...
Sounds awesome, though. Even though it's
awesome.
Just for bikes.
It sounds awesome, but when the bike path leading to it has already collapsed, and now they're going to put thousands of people in this thing without a test event first.
Without a test, 1,000 people.
And they're just going to like hope that it holds up. That's and it's not. It's going to fucking collapse.
That's where all those people in the favelas are going to be. They're going to put them... in the video
drone. Oh no, they're. Oh yeah, we'll get. No, we'll get to that later. Because they're not. They're also not selling any tickets, so they're going to give tickets to school kids.
Shut
so
it'll the be, front door.
It'll be school kids who die in the velodrome.
So I'm down.
After they get Zika for just hanging out by a bay.
It's a preventative measure.
Yeah,
but like by a bay.
So, so mad.
You are.
Yeah, so that
these poor kids.
That velodrome.
Poor kids.
That velodrome isn't going to be finished. There's also an extension to the public transit system that is supposed to be in place in time for the Olympics that they're saying will be finished 4 days before the Olympics start.
That's not good.
4 fucking days.
Monorail. And then
hundreds of thousands of people are going to die when that thing derails.
Or blows up because somebody puts a bomb on it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, though. Like,
well, that's, knock on wood.
I honestly, I mean, to me, I think that's, I mean, second to Zika, I think terrorism is, I mean, if there are articles that you found on the internet where it's like, no, we're not trying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, ISIS found those articles.
They actually just,
like,
they actually just cut their security budget for the Olympics by like $500 million because they don't have money for anything in Brazil.
Hire Richard Jewell. That old guy from Atlanta that they accused of the bomb.
Yeah.
And then they found all that porn in his place.
Ruin
you
his
think
life
somebody
again
involved in all of this has just watched Field of Dreams too many times and they just think it's going to work out?
They just missed the if you build it
part. They can't get it to the build it part even. Yeah, they're stressing out.
When the governor announced that state of emergency, he said federal funds were needed to prevent a, and I quote, total collapse in public security, health, education, transport, and environmental management. 40 some days until the Olympics start.
That's right, Governor.
That's where we're at right now. The governor of the place they're happening is like, no, we don't have the money for this.
Oh, fuck you.
We're screwed. We're all going to die.
So nobody was like,
your hands are on your hips like you're indignant while you're seated.
I'm really mad.
Like, she's like an angry mom stance while seated.
Well, it is. It's
no,
bad.
No, this is
it's
bad. Bad. People are going to die.
Yeah, people are going to die one way or another.
Oh, I get it. People are going to die at the Olympics. Happens all the time.
No,
right?
This is going to be...
What happened in Munich and they shut them down. Remember that?
Yeah, but that's Munich.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Oh, is it?
Bono.
Yeah.
It's so good.
What if that happens at... Yeah. What if Israel sends someone to kill all the people that were infected with Zika from the Olympics?
This is getting bad.
And that's how we fit. Like Munich 2.
You want Munich 2? Let the Olympics happen.
Yeah, yeah. And then we just send...
No, I don't think Eric Bana is going to be involved.
He's Australian. He's
Australian.
Not going, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're pissed.
He's busy robbing Paralympians back
just
home.
Just please, someone protect Daniel Craig. That's all I care about, really. He's the only skin I have in that game.
Daniel Craig? He's not Australian, is he?
No, but he's in Munich.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Thought he lived in L.A.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, this is the... I keep hoping you've reached the end of your list of doom here, but I feel like... You're going to keep telling me bad reasons to not have this thing.
No, they're good reasons why you shouldn't have them.
Well, there's also the problem that they're just not selling any tickets because people in Brazil, like part of the...
Probably these articles aren't helping.
One of the things you need to host the Olympics successfully is for the people who live in that town to get excited about it also.
Oh, and
so
they can't afford it.
Buy
they're
tickets
too busy
and
trying
go
to live.
But yeah, people in Brazil have bigger fish to fry, like the fact that their country is literally falling apart. And
they're mutant fish, so they're huge.
Yeah, and they don't want to spend the money to go to the Olympics.
Well, no.
So only
and then these high ticket people, right? The people that normally travel from all over the world to come to the Olympics, they're not coming.
No, right now only 50% of the tickets for the Olympics have sold. 12% for the Paralympics, which are after. Which is like that's like having
they,
like that's like having the women's final
WNBA
four after the men's final four. Like, you need to reverse that if you want people to check in.
Yeah, but they just shouldn't do that anyway. There are still parts of this world where people are killed just because they're born with a disability. Like,
that'll be Brazil when their disability prevents them from running from muggers.
But they're gonna have on top of this. They've got $10, and then they're going to have these kids that they can't take care of. It's so sad.
Yeah.
And then the Olympics.
I'm jealous of that $10, to be honest.
And that's the other thing about that bike path. It's so narrow that immediately when it opened, muggers just like started robbing people immediately because there's no room.
Is it Sherwood Forest?
So they just like turn the corner and
Wait, I'm confused. How do you mug a ramp? What are you talking
no,
about?
No, it's a bike path.
No, I know, people. But a oh, they were just oh, I didn't
they
know
they were
it was
mugging
open
the people on the bike path. God. That's how people died on
I
it.
Didn't
you know,
understand
you get
that
put
for
RoboCop on a bike.
Yeah,
have him ride that. Like, I'm, like there needs to be. You
they need
know
some
they
bike
need,
cops.
They need five
with punish, shorts.
They need the Punisher. They need five vigilantes.
They need David Hasselhoff.
And just they have licenses to kill.
Sure.
And they
oh,
just,
yeah, just
go
casual.
Around and every time, like they need a bunch of Charles Bronsons.
Yeah.
Like someone that's like, oh, you pull a gun on me, and then he just
no, but that's what they're doing. And the
working.
Problem is, all the criminals in Brazil are also Charles Bronsons.
Oh.
And
but with more a, of like a trill.
They
like,
need a brute
like
squad.
When we normally hear about police going in and violently cleaning up areas of crime, the hitch is that that usually works. But in Brazil, the criminals have as much firepower as the cops. So it's just turning into a fucking war.
Like in Predator 2.
What the fuck, man?
I'm just sorry. I was just sorry.
Did you read anything before you showed up here today?
Yeah, I read Predator 2.
Okay, good.
The novelization.
Yeah. So nobody's going to go to the Olympics. The athletes are pulling out.
They should.
Vijay Singh, he's not going.
Oh, well.
Steph Curry's not going, which you just spent all that time in Cleveland. How bad can Brazil be?
It's the Brazil of America.
Yeah.
None of them should go. Maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe there just needs to be like a solid stance among athletes.
What's
and they're
is,
just like, hey, guess what, guys? If I don't go and you don't go and that guy doesn't go, then there is no Olympics.
What's funny is that double screws over the people of Brazil, too. Like, that's the other part of it. Because, like, they were
but
like,
the people
well,
of Brazil don't want
yeah,
these
they
Olympics
don't care.
There.
And yeah. also, that's okay because then we're not sending everybody to a place where there's a virus that we haven't explored yet to then turn right back around and go to other parts of the world where they're going to shake out their crappy suitcase. Best case scenario.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Suitcase full of mosquitoes.
And also every...
Sort of, yeah. It's just like, oh, I'm going to buy a blanket. Like, don't buy a blanket. Sorry.
Yeah, Brazil needs every dime it can get.
Doesn't have dimes.
And it has none. So if these Olympics
none
get canceled,
dimes.
I don't think the people are going to be particularly
no,
upset.
No, well, and they're already screwed.
Yeah, they'll so, be happy if the money gets spent on something that might improve their station in life. But that won't happen.
They can fix
It'll
Guantanamo
just get
Bay.
Stolen. Yeah.
Or whatever that thing's called.
Shit River.
Guanabara
That's
Bay.
What that means
Guanabara.
In, yeah, they,
That's what
they,
it means
they,
in
they,
Portuguese.
They eventually came out and said it's going to take like 20 years to fix that.
Let's get a big net.
They were like, yeah,
let's get a big
just
net.
Get... There have actually Skip been teams, sailing teams that have showed up and have installed their own nets to keep more garbage from floating out to wow. where they have to compete. It's that bad. People are going to...
Hey, Brazil, you're bad at what you do.
I really love the movie Brazil.
Brazil listens to this, right?
Of course.
All yeah. of it.
Yeah, and also Russia like might not get to go. And what fun are the Olympics if we don't
if
get
we
to
can't
f-
try to beat
fight
Russia?
Russia?
I know.
Yeah. Their track and field team already is banned. Because of all the doping they did in whatever the last shithole Olympics were. London?
China.
Was that summer?
London.
Oh, yeah,
I've stopped. After Sochi, yeah. I stopped paying attention.
Yeah.
Atlanta? Is that Atlanta?
Actually, after Atlanta, I did stop paying attention. Because I'm like, that's it. I know I'm seven, but we can't top this.
Spain?
Yeah. It's hot.
Like, Dan no. or Dave? Who are you guys picking?
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody? This is, to me... And it's also weird. I feel bad for the people that are like the log throwers. Like, this is the only time.
It's their time.
Well, yeah,
shine,
I mean, there's a lot of people. Like, I think that's why people are still going to go because they're like, well, when else am I going to get to go to the Olympics?
Yeah, get on a Wheaties box, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you're an actor and you've spent your whole life hoping that you end up in a movie and you're in Dumb and Dumber 2.
Go to when it's in Tokyo in 4 years.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be great. They're done. They're done already.
Yeah, but in 4 years. Yeah, but 4 years for an Olympian, four years is your career.
It's dog years. Yeah.
You know, if you're 13 now and you're prime gymnast
an old
age
hag
and
at 17,
yeah.
No, you're useless to all of us.
When you're 17, you're like 2 years away from your first period.
Yeah, we don't need you then. You're going to get all moody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to get all emotional
yeah.
when you make your gymnastics decisions.
You're going to start bugging us about things like, what's going to happen if I have a baby?
Where are these Olympics going?
Gross. So gross.
Selfish.
So, yeah. That's all the reasons we should skip the Olympics.
Yeah. I'm going to watch.
I'm going to watch from home.
Watch. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
I like
bet
watching
the ratings,
weird sports.
I bet the ratings are going to be pretty high.
Yeah.
Because of this. Now.
Yeah. I mean, if it happens, I definitely want
to
see.
I spent 2 hours trying to figure out how judo was like scored. I was watching like
two
judo.
Hours?
I was watching judo and I couldn't figure out how because like people were doing things. I'm like, that's a point, right? And it's like no point. I'm like, I don't even know what's happening, but I love watching this.
You ever watch roller derby? trying to figure out how that scoring works. Oh, my God,
yeah.
Works.
It's like you got to pass the one guy and then this and then put your hands on your hips.
Yeah.
I do that.
The old Caitlin cut.
Yeah. The great thing about not really knowing anything about sports like I do is that it's all just a world of wonderment for me, especially things like the roller derby stuff, the log Sounds throwing cool. stuff. It's all interesting to me, and I don't care who wins, really, except for Russia. That would bother me, just because of solidarity or whatever.
I don't want Russia winning the fucking roller derby in the Olympics.
It's Putin.
It's just Putin. Just a bunch of Putins.
It's Putin and an AK.
The fighting Putins.
Putin!
Putin!
Putin! Wait, he's like, someone's yelling at him. He's the his boss is yelling
someone,
at him.
Someone's definitely yelled Putin for sure at one point.
Yeah, and they were shot in a prison two weeks later.
Yeah.
Never got to the in part.
Yeah. That's what they were saying as they were
More like
shot.
Putin you in jail. Do you Putin. Know what they mean?
Putin you 6 feet under.
We are God.
Putin
people.
On the Ritz.
Oh my God.
Get out of here.
Stop. Should we
Putin
should we
your
do...
best foot forward?
Should we do comments?
Sure, I don't, yeah.
Do you want more Putin puns?
I wasn't
puns?
Asking.
Oh, well, saying. It was sort of. It was rhetorical, I understand, though.
You know, it's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't even matter. But I want you to know, that ain't true. We call this segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid motherfucking comments from the past couple shows and respond to them. Fade it out, Brett. Fade it out. Chop a pot dog. Do we have, we don't have, we can't possibly have voicemails, right?
We're saving a little something for next week.
Yeah.
Voicemail-wise.
Yeah, we got a big exciting.
But you can call the voicemail line at 505-3-UNPOPS.
It's 505-386-7677.
We need as many voicemails as you can get.
Yeah, we need them all. Call and tell us what you tell us what's on your mind, man.
You can get
have a short voicemail question that's not 8 minutes long.
Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah.
Like if you're about to tell us about your life, you're doing the wrong.
You know
voicemail.
What though? For some people, this is their one moment in the sun,
and we are going to make fun of them for that moment.
Right. Hey, speaking of that, Nicole Ivy says, "Please, please do a crazy voicemail podcast.
We'll Shut think
up.
About it.
We might."
Shut up, Nicole.
Wink, wink. Maybe coming up soon.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We're doing one next week. It's fine.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Tully says, Dear Zachary is maybe the most profoundly sad documentary I have ever seen. I'll tell you how not to watch it without any warning as to its content and supremely hungover. Began crying about 3 minutes into it and cried several times harder each time before it was over. I'm not a person who usually cries at movies.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's harsh. I watched it on Father's Day.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking about my dead dad.
Yeah, I guess
after
so.
A while.
Well, after the first 5 minutes, and then it got worse.
Yeah, yeah. Then I was thinking, hey, at least my mom never threw me in a bay.
Yeah, well, spoiler alert.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit bay in Brazil.
Yeah.
Guantanamo. I'm contributing. Never get the name right.
Gigo Pepo says, hey, I'm from Brazil.
Oh, hey, Gigo.
And then he follows with, I read somewhere that's more likely to being raped in Rio than to catch Zika.
Also, well, thank
God. Yeah, that I believe.
We're in the middle of the dry season, which is rape season. I don't know if you guys know that. So Zika will not be the epidemic that it was in the summer. And the impeachment process is actually a coup. The country is a mess right now, but Rio is a beautiful city.
That's
anyways.
Exactly what I just said, that a lot of people think it's more of a coup than
and by a lot of people, it's this one guy.
I want to say that I don't want to get either of those things. Like being raped or Zika.
Yeah, it could be raped by
Zika. Yeah, he says that like patient. I'm assuming rape is not common in
Maybe
Brazil.
Maybe if you had said
I
like...
I figure rape... I'm not surprised rape happens more than people get Zika.
It seems like a rapey place at the moment.
Yeah.
But also, like, maybe next time make your stakes a little bit more exciting. Like, hey, you're more likely to win the lotto than getting Zika.
Yeah.
I'd feel much better
You're more
about
likely
that.
To get killed by a vending machine in Brazil than to catch Zika. Tell me that, not... No, you'll just get raped. It'll be fine.
Well, you're not a woman. What are you? The odds of you getting raped as a guy definitely not as high.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're doing pretty good. You
Although
should buy your ticket
in Brazil,
to Brazil.
It might be even. Seems like they got a lot of weird stuff going on in Brazil.
Yeah.
Exis Toast says those Olympics jokes were on point. Please tell me you're devoting a whole episode to that inevitable disaster.
We might.
No
nope.
way.
We
nope.
might.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah. I think we're gonna go back on this.
We're gonna have to. Yeah.
Yeah. Four Banger says, hearing these women in your industry, ATB, made me incredibly sad.
That was you.
You and Carrie.
Sad.
Which part was sad?
Just your general.
Just me.
I think talking about how hard it is being a woman in comedy.
Right. I forgot it was an industry. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Oh, yeah.
Textile industry.
It's horrible. But not with these guys. Not with these guys.
Stupid joke.
Except for Jeff. Jeff kind of sucks, but.
I'm
Sim
sorry.
City,
I'm
if sorry? You want to set up a bunch of comedians, you have to do one of the yellow areas, the industrial areas.
Jesus Christ.
Are you talking about Sim City? I was like, Sim City did have some Brett's strange color.
Brett's making a deep
correction.
Cut right now.
Deep video game cut.
That yellow district.
Something we're all asking for.
Yeah, zone with the yellow.
I said last week that I wanted to do a show in Newark, New Jersey, because we had the best comments ever. And Newark, New Jersey is back and said, already told you, you are good out here. Hispanic food all day, Hispanic women all day, a copious amount of whatever you need to get the engine purring.
What?
And we out. Let's go do a show in New Jersey right now, Jeff.
I am that, not
This is a long con. You're getting mugged, boy.
Yeah, this
Newark sounds like Rio.
You're being catfished by Newark.
The entire city of Newark. Getting these rubes to come out to Newark.
Guys. They're here.
They knock you out. Welcome to New Jersey. And that's it.
What was it? The hood fucks with unpops?
The hood does fuck with unpops.
I'd say,
you ever
see
forget it.
The, the Jersey Shore episode of Always Sunny? Is just unbelievably perfect.
No,
where it's like everything bad is good and everything. Like the only good aspect of it is the Guidos on a party bus. On a party boat. It's great.
I like welcome back Carrie, or whatever. This guy spelled Carrie's name. Five different ways.
Whenever I know Carrie's on a podcast, I want to see how long it takes for her to say something awful about
it's
me.
It's Carry, by the way.
Not.
It's Q.
No?
No,
it's R E I.
Yeah, the J is silent.
Y E.
The J is silent, like in jogging.
Yeah. Yugging.
Yeah. Say, Anchorman reference, everybody. Anchorman reference.
Aww.
A lot of people still. There's Connor is such a hotbed of
lightning rod.
Here.
I know.
Yeah.
Norway to Illis.
Oh, we got a long voicemail explaining why Connor should not be on the show again.
Really? Was it from Newark, New Jersey? Because they said they were going
to
call him.
I think Newark, New Jersey did call and he left his phone number for you to call him back.
Oh.
But he said. But he said. I think this is you. I think this is you, Newark, New Jersey. But he also said it's a burner and you have to call him before the end of the month.
The hood fucks with unpops.
That's my favorite.
But they don't fuck with
Connor. I don't want to play your number on the air. I don't want to give it out.
No. Well, it's only going to be good for another 17 days.
But yeah, Adam, go into the voicemails. It's there.
That's
so great.
That is.
People still talking Reagan.
Yeah,
Reagan and Connor.
Yeah.
The two biggest.
I would say Connor is the Ronald Reagan of this podcast.
Yeah.
Wouldn't everyone agree? Great.
Sure.
Trickle down humor.
TJ Arnie says, are you guys ever going to do an Under the Influence podcast? We kind of did that one with Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa was hammered once during one of those.
You could listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
It's always a lot of hammered talk going on there, if that's what you're really jonesing for.
Me and Brett were on that once.
I got to go back on that.
We got to have you
once.
We're going to have you We're going to have you back.
I drank some Chardonnay.
I don't think we've doubled anybody yet. We're circling
drink some
back. We have some big guests coming up that I can't talk about right now, but I'm pretty excited about.
Okay. Can we guess who?
Sure.
Yeah, is it OJ?
Yeah, I wish. Oh, my
God.
Is
it one of the OJs?
No, but yeah, great band.
Is it Eddie LeVert?
LeVert. No.
The lead singer of the OJs.
No, anyway. I pieced that together.
Yeah, thank you.
LeVert.
TJ Arnie asked, will it be a cracked affair or purely Brett Rader? That's in...
That's a reference to Hey Julie.
Question about Brett's... hot new podcast about the Big Brother.
Independently produced.
Indie. Underground. DIY.
Of course it's indie if Brett's doing it.
Yeah.
He's like the Frasier of this podcast.
Yeah. We're going to be on stage 3 at Bonnaroo this year.
It's on Sub Pop Records. Download my podcast now on Sub Pop.
It's called Hey Julie. You can find it on Twitter at Hey Julie BB.
Beep that out, Brett.
Brett, can you edit all that out, please?
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know. Should we get out? Yeah. We don't have any other voicemail. Tim Clark said a bunch of shit.
Fuck Tim Clark.
Who's that?
Fucking piece of shit.
He lives in Australia.
Oh, well.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Gross. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, hello there. I like to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Everywhere, you know,
the,
I go.
The worst thing about Australia is that people Tim immediately try to do the accent.
Oh, is that?
That to me is the most upsetting part.
That's
about
the
Australia.
Most passive aggressive shitty thing you've done to me today.
I love you too, Jeff.
Where I did that and you immediately said, you know what the worst thing about it is?
Woof.
I know.
This is tense.
She is the worst. Don't have her back.
Lady Connor over here.
No.
Dividing lines right here. This is going to be the Civil War.
The next episode of my podcast is going to have Connor on it. We're dropping that one next week.
Dropping it.
Dropping
listen
it.
To that.
When's that drop?
So half, Monday. Half of you Unpops people want to listen to that one.
Are the streets ready for that?
I think so. Carrie and Connor
C-A-R-R-Y.
Really hit it off. Yeah, you can spell however you want. I never care how anybody spells my name. And there's like 150,000 ways to spell my name. Caitlin?
Yeah, yeah.
6 million ways to spell it.
Interestingly, before Caitlyn Jenner came out, and I'd go to Starbucks, all sorts of spellings. I'd get all sorts of stuff. Got Caitland a lot. People adding things.
That's
D's
cool. Caitland.
Yeah, Caitland. Now it's all C-A-I-T-L-Y-N because that's how Caitlyn Jenner. And it's like, oh yeah, that's how you spell Caitlyn. Like, sure. I don't really care.
They purposely spelled people's names wrong, though. That's the whole point. That was some brilliant marketing. That whole Starbucks thing.
Do we know that's the case?
Yeah, of course it was, because look at how many Starbucks.
But what, has that ever been confirmed?
Well, they're not going to confirm that, but
it could just be that a lot of motherfuckers can't spell.
No. Because how many people posted Starbucks cups? How many people went to Starbucks just to see how shitty it would be spelled?
That doesn't.
It's an actual thing.
None. Nobody went to Starbucks thinking, oh, I hope they misspell my name.
I'm telling you.
I think they're just exhausted.
Brilliant marketing. It was absolutely.
It's brilliant marketing if you're correct, but. Citation needed.
I bet we could find citation.
Citation needed.
I'm sure somebody who only wears sweatpants believes that you're right. That just is only learning about these things.
Fuck you, Caitlin.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm saying we could find the junk science if you need it. You guys, Jeff is mad at me.
Jeff is so angry
right
now.
But heat getting thrown at me from Caitlin.
Jeff, cup. I gotta be honest. Jeff is the best.
No.
Walking her a car.
It's true. He does walk me to my car. What happened?
That was
on purpose.
A reaction to you saying Jeff's the best.
Oh, well, he is, though.
Mm.
Yeah, he's a good egg.
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad to hear I am cool.
All right. So, should we get the fuck out of here?
Yep. Yes.
Do we have anything to plug? Jeff, do we have anything to plug?
Adam, you turned on me just now. You're back to liking me for this.
No, it's Caitlin segment. That hates you.
We're going to be in the Midwest. We're going to be in Chicago.
We're going to be in Chicago, Madison, technically Oregon, but it's like right outside Madison.
Oregon, Wisconsin, not.
Yes.
What?
Not Portland. It's the name of a city and it's a state.
Okay. Sorry.
Weird.
Weird.
Little gift of the magi on that one.
Yeah, we're going to be in Chicago, June 25th. Madison, Wisconsin, June 26th.
Sure.
And Minneapolis, June 27th. 3 days, 3 shows. Tickets for Chicago and Madison you can find on eventbrite.com. And tickets for Minneapolis, go to comedycornerunderground.com. And you'll see us right there on the homepage.
Yeah, you will.
It's going to be such good times.
Yeah, I'm going to gain so much weight in the Midwest.
I hope everybody comes out.
That's great.
Me and Jeff are going to do a bunch of shows.
Yeah, we are. Get some local flavor.
Never-ending friendship tour. I'm calling it in my head. I haven't talked to Jeff about this.
I think it's a great name.
Yeah.
What do you think,
Jeff? I'm having t-shirts made.
We're ending the friendship.
Wow. That was rough.
Yeah. Jeff's dead to me.
What are you, my dad?
Caitlin, do you have anything to plug? Besides our Midwest tour.
Well, obviously, that's more. Yeah. Please listen to my podcast. It's called White Wine True Crime. You can find it on iTunes. We're on Twitter at WWTCrime. And that's the same thing for our Instagram account. I'll be honest. I don't really know why you would listen to my podcast, except for the fact that you like me, maybe. That would be really cool. If you like people drinking and talking about murder, you should totally tune in.
You're bad at plugging your podcast.
For your own thing.
It's fine.
I don't know why.
Guys, it's a fun podcast. If you like true crime, and who doesn't, listen to the White Wine True Crime podcast.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
I like all sorts of crime.
Oh, I love being here, you guys. Thank you for having me.
That was the most...
It's fine.
Thank you.
They like me, I guess. Somebody does. Somebody might like me. It'll be okay.
You're like the Eeyore of your own podcast.
You should listen because Carrie's awesome. How about that?
I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
Okay.
Whoa. Got dark.
We should get the fuck out of here.
I agree.
Say goodbye, Jeff.
I just waved goodbye.
Say goodbye.
I'm waving goodbye to everybody. Bye, everybody.
I'm going to say goodbye and give you a little wink.
Goodbye.
Oh, that was cool. Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Happy Olympics.